This audio lesson with a tongue twister, which is the best way for you to start speaking English yet again. All right, so first I'm going to read it, and you're going to listen, and then you're going to repeat line by line. We're going to begin with word by word and then line by line. Then eventually your goal is to be able to repeat the tongue twister on your own. If you're doing this diligently, try to pause this audio script after every sentence and repeat. All right. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? All right, it might sound funny, but let's first begin to understand what the tongue twister means. How much is, you know, had the quantity. Wood is what you find, is what comes out of, what becomes, sorry, what trees become, right? And wood is conditional. A woodchuck is a bird. Chuck means to cut in small pieces. If a woodchuck could chuck wood. All right, repeat slowly. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Now let's try it again. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? All right, let's try to do it a little faster. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? All right, beautiful. This was just the beginning, and now let's have more fun, this time grammar fun. If you're following the audio lessons as I post them, which you should be, I post them logically connected. So the audio lesson before this was past simple, and this, so we're jumping in into past perfect on purpose. Why? Well, you just studied regular and irregular verbs. Ideally, you have memorized all of them, and now you will be able to implement them using this new tense, which is past perfect. Okay, let's begin from the beginning. Now, for this tense, you will need the third form of irregular verbs, which means the third column. For past simple, we use the second column. For this tense, we're going to use the third column. So if for some reason you haven't studied the irregular verbs, yes, pause this audio lesson, go back to regular verbs. Hopefully you printed out the handout, the PDF that is on your Moodle, and study them again. And then go back to this lesson. If you have studied them, then proceed. Past perfect. So let me first give you an example. Paul says bye to his friends at 10:30 p.m., leaving the party, and at 11 p.m., Sarah says hi to their friends. So they say, Sarah went to party last week. Paul went to the party too, but they didn't see each other. Paul left the party at 10:30 p.m., and Sarah arrived 11 o'clock, so they missed each other. So when Sarah arrived at the party, Paul wasn't there. He had gone home. He had gone is past perfect simple. All right, let's see what this means. An action that happened before another action in the past is past perfect. Now, this is the meaning of the tense. How do we form it? As always, let's begin with the formula. So it's subject, I, we, you, they, he, she, it, or anything that can work as a child subject, girl, boy, etc. Plus auxiliary, had, and this is the same auxiliary for all persons, and had, which can be abbreviated by apostrophe D, right? Plus the third form of the verb, and this is why I was saying This is what I was saying. You have to know the third form of the verb. So again, the formula is subject plus auxiliary had plus the third form of the verb. I had studied. Now you must remember that for past perfect to exist, there must be an action that happened before another action. And that action that happens before another action is past perfect. So had plus the third form of the verb. But the action before that, that is also finished in the past, is past simple, which was just studied, right? So it's the second form of the verb, also an action that's finished, gone. All right. Now, let's see. Let me give you an example so you would understand better. I had done homework before I went to bed. So I had done homework finished. And then I went to bed, also finished, because, for example, now it's morning, and I'm talking about yesterday. So when I'm talking about things in the past, and I'm not enumerating, but I'm trying to underline that one action finished, we use past perfect. All right, let's see more examples. The past perfect simple is had plus past participle, a third form of the verb, right? Done, seen, finished, etc. Sometimes we talk about something that happened in the past. Sarah arrived at the party. This is the starting point of the story, right? Then if you want to talk about things that happened before this time, we use the past perfect, so had. When Sarah arrived at the party, Paul had already gone home. All right, because that happened before Sarah arrived. Let me give you some more examples. When we got home last night, we found that somebody had broken into the flat. Karen didn't want to go to the cinema with us because she'd already seen the movie. At first, I thought I'd done the right thing, but I soon realized that I'd made a big mistake. I had made a big mistake. So at first, I thought I had done the right thing, but soon I realized I had made a big mistake. Or, the man sitting next to me on the plane was very nervous. He hadn't flown before he was sitting next to me on the plane, right? Or, he had never flown before. Let's compare the present perfect have seen and the past perfect had seen. So, present perfect is an action that starts in the past but is still true now, right? For example, who is that woman? I've seen her before, but I can't remember where. Whereas in past perfect, an action started and finished before an action that also finished in the past. For example, I wasn't sure who she was. I had seen her before, but I couldn't remember where. Let me give you another example. We aren't hungry. We have just had lunch. We have just had lunch, right? Because had, here is the third form of the verb. Or, past perfect. We weren't hungry. We had just had lunch. Another example, present perfect. The house is dirty. They haven't cleaned it for weeks. Past perfect. The house was dirty. They hadn't cleaned it for weeks. Let's compare the past simple, left was, and the past perfect, had left, had been. For example, past simple, was Tom there when you arrived? Yes, but he left as soon afterwards. Or, was Tom there when you arrived? No, he had already left. See another one. Kate wasn't at home when I phoned. She was at her mother's house. Or, Kate had just got home when I phoned. She had been at her mother's house. Time for the exercises. The PDF that I upload with audio files is the one you should have in front of your eyes when you listen to the exercise part of the audio class, because otherwise you're just practicing listening, which is all well if you're just walking around, but ideally, you have this PDF in front of you so you can follow along, especially because I'm going to make pauses, as I always do, for you to complete the exercise. So in class, we usually take turns, you work in pairs, and then I listen to your answers. But since here we cannot do this, it's only me talking, and I hope that you are also speaking in the comfort of your own room, especially because now we can't really, we're not supposed to be going out. So ideally, the way you practice English lessons is you listen and then you repeat. So it's not just silently listening to me speak, it is repeating, and making exercises, and then again repeating, because only with repetition can you memorize necessary verbs, tenses, and etc. All right, so let's begin. It's the PDF 15.1. Read the situations and write sentences from the words in brackets. You went to Sue's house, but she wasn't there. She go out. And an example is she had gone out. So we're going to practice past perfect. Of course, so we need to insert the third form of the verb that you see in brackets. So in this case, we know we always use auxiliary had. It doesn't change based on what pronoun you use. So it's I and she and we is always had. And then go is the verb you will need to put in the third form, right? And this is where your verb knowledge comes in. So what are the three forms of go? That's correct. Go, went, gone. So she had gone out. All right, but that was an example. It's easy. Let me read the second sentence to you and then give you a few minutes to decide. All right. You went back to your hometown after many years. It wasn't the same as before. It changed a lot. So here we will need to insert auxiliary and the verb that is inside the brackets, you'll need to put it in third form. And if it's regular, just add ID. It's that simple. All right, let me give you a few seconds to decide. All right, it changed a lot. So you went back to your hometown. Sorry, my microphone fell. It went back to your hometown after many years. It wasn't the same as before. It had auxiliary verb change is regular, therefore add ed. So changed a lot. So it had changed a lot. Okay, it's not that difficult, right? All right, number three. I invited Rachel to the party, but she couldn't come. She arranged to do something else. All right, take a few minutes and decide. All right, I invited Rachel to the party, but she couldn't come. She had arranged, because arrange is a regular verb, therefore we add ed. She had arranged to do something else. All right, that's not as difficult, right? Because we actually follow the word order of the sentence, and we just need to insert the auxiliary and the third form of the verb. All right, number four. We went to the cinema last night. You got to the cinema late. The film already started. All right, a few minutes to decide. Okay, you went to the cinema last night. You got to the cinema late. The film had already started. Again, start is a regular verb, therefore we add ed. Nice to see Daniel again after such a long time. I not see him for 5 years. All right, take a few seconds to decide. It was nice to see Daniel again after such a long time. I had not or hadn't. Now, see is an irregular verb, therefore, the three forms of the verbs are see, saw, and seen. Correct. So, I hadn't seen him for 5 years. I had not seen him for 5 years. Okay. This was maybe a little trickier just because C is a regular verb. For the rest, it's the same. Number six, I'm sorry. I offered Sue something to eat, but she wasn't hungry. She just have breakfast. All right, take a few seconds. All right. I offered Sue something to eat, but she wasn't hungry. She had just had breakfast. So in this case, what happens is we have the auxiliary had. We also have the third form of the verb of have, which is have, had, had. So again, she had just had breakfast. To 15.2. For each situation, write a sentence ending with never before. Use the verb in brackets. The man sitting next to you on the plane was very nervous. It was his first flight. Fly, as we know, the three forms of the verb to fly are fly, flew, flown. That's correct. So he had never flown before. He'd never flown before. All right. Number two, somebody sang a song. I didn't know it. Here I before. Take a few seconds to decide. All right, let's see. Somebody sang a song. I didn't know it. I had never heard it before, right? Had never heard. The first thing to do in these exercises is, of course, to remember all the paradigm of the verb. So here is heard, heard, right? And remember, the auxiliary is always had. For whatever pronoun you have at hand. All right, number three. Sam played tennis yesterday. He wasn't very good at it because it was his first time. Play he. All right, let's see what you got. All right, now these exercises are a little tricky, so I give you a little more time. So Sam played tennis yesterday. He wasn't very good at it because it was his first time. He had never played before. As always, we start with a verb, and play is a regular verb, therefore we add a D, so it's easy. He had never played before. Number four. Last year we went to Mexico. It was our first time there. Be there we. Take a few minutes, seconds. All right. Last year we went to Mexico. It was our first time there. Be there, so the verb we're gonna conjugate is be. So be was word been. Last year we went to Mexico. It was our first time there. We had never been there. Okay, did you guys make any mistakes? I'll pretend you didn't. But of course, in past perfect is a difficult tense to use. So the only way to memorize it is practice, practice, practice. All right, let's continue. 15.3. Use the sentences on the left to complete the paragraphs on the right. These sentences are in the order in which they happen. So happen before, before, or etc. But your paragraph begins with the underlined sentence. So sometimes you need the past perfect. All right, this, when we do it in class, takes a little bit of time for people, so students to understand. So if you need more time, reread the exercise again. All right, let's start with example, right? All right, so the first sentence, it has three sentences, and then we're gonna make up a long sentence. So somebody broke into the office during the night. We arrived at work in the morning, we called the police. So we always have to start with the thing that happened first, right? We arrived at work in the morning and found that somebody had broken into the office during the night, right? Because we begin with the latest and then we go from there to the past. So from present back to the past until the oldest action. So somebody had broken into the office during the night is an action that happened before we arrived at work in the morning. So what happened then? Let me give you a few seconds to decide. Okay, so we called the police. It's as easy as that. All right, let's go to number two. I'm going to read the sentences to you and then you're going to take time to compose. Laura went out this morning. I rang her doorbell. There was no answer. I went to Laura's house this morning and rang her doorbell. Take a few minutes to fill out the next. Okay, let's see. I went to Laura's house this morning. Oh, Laura's house. We pronounce it Laura in America, but you say Laura, so. All right, it doesn't matter in this case. I went to Laura's house this morning and rang her doorbell, but there was no answer, correct? Laura, which happened before I went to her house, right? So I'm gonna use past perfect here. Laura had gone out, right? So you need to understand what event happened first. And that event is gonna be the oldest, and the oldest event is past perfect, correct? And the newest event, in this case, will be in present, but in the past perfect sense, the oldest event is going to have the past perfect conjugation, and the newest event is going to be past simple, right? Because past perfect includes past simple in it. All right, let's continue. Number three, I'm going to read the sentences on the left to you, and then you're going to compose the ones on the right. Jim came back from holiday a few days ago. I met him the same day. He looked very well. And on the right it says, I met Jim a few days ago. Full stop. Let's see how you can continue. Take a few minutes. Okay, let's see. So I met Jim a few days ago. He just called it, right? He had just come back from holiday. Come came come, right? So I'm going to use auxiliary had, a third form of the verb to come. He had just come back from holiday. He looked very well. All right, so the only supposition in this case is going to be he had just come back from holiday because later I met him. Right? Do you understand this? So first past perfect and then past simple. He looked very well is in the same way as I met him, right? So the same situation. But the only thing, the oldest one here is going to be he had just come back, and that's why I use past perfect. All right, great job. Number four. I'm gonna read the sentences on the left, and you are gonna do the exercise on the right. Kevin sent Sally lots of emails. She never replied to them. Yesterday, he got a phone call from her. He was very surprised. Okay, Kevin sent Sally lots of emails. She never replied to them. Yesterday, he got a phone call from her. He was very surprised. Yesterday, Kevin got a phone call from Sally. Correct. So that's the that's the first sentence. He was very surprised. He had sent her lots of emails, but she never replied to them. So the oldest thing in this whole story would be he had sent her lots of emails. Do you agree? All right, perfect. So that's how we know which one is past perfect and the rest is in simple past simple. All right, let's move on to exercise 15.4. Put the verb into the correct form. Past perfect, I had done, or past simple, I did. Was Paul at the party when you arrived? No, he had gone home. Okay, that's easy, right? Because he had gone home before I arrived. So a lot of times, the preposition which will help you understand the past perfect better, that connects past perfect to past simple, is before, right? So the action, the oldest action happened before the newest action, which is still in the past, okay? Like, I had dinner before I went to bed. So before, we know that the last action finished, okay? All right. Number two, I felt very tired when I got home, so I straight to bed. Let's see what you got in a few minutes. Okay, let's see. I felt very tired when I got home, so I went straight to bed. So when deciding between past perfect and past simple, we need to see, is there an action that happened before another action, or is it just an enumeration of actions in the past, which in this case it is, right? I felt very tired when I got home, so I went straight to bed. One after the other. Very tired was not before you went to bed, right? Okay, number three. The house was very quiet when I got home. Everybody, go to bed. Okay, let's see what you have here. A few minutes. Okay, let's see. The house was very quiet when I got home. Everybody had gone to bed, right? Okay, so the difference between this sentence and the second sentence is that in the second sentence, I just enumerate the facts. Whereas in the third sentence, first of all, there are two sentences, then therefore we already know that something happened before. And well, in this case, it's very clear. Everybody had gone to bed before I got home, right? So you can always insert between you, yourself, you and yourself, you can always insert this before to understand it better. Okay, number four. Sorry, I'm late. The car break down on my way here. All right, let's see. Okay, sorry I'm late. First of all, let's see. To break down is a phrasal verb, right? And you all, it's very clear to understand. The phrasal verb is a verb with a preposition, which a lot of times has a different meaning from the actual verb, but in this saying, break down is the same meaning as break. sorry I'm late. The car had broken down on my way here. Correct, right? So he was late. The car had broken down before he came there. Right, let's continue. Number five. We were driving along the road when we see a car which break down, so we stop to help. All right, take a few minutes to fill this out. All right, this is a little longer. The sentence is a little longer than usual, so I'm going to wait a little more. Okay, we were driving along the road when we saw a car, right? See, saw, sin, but when we were driving, when we saw, so something happens simultaneously, or better, in the same time space, which had broken down, brake broke broken, because the car had broken down before we saw it. So we stopped to help. So the oldest phrase or the oldest situation in this case is had broken down, right? The rest is new. New is past simple new. We were driving or past continuous. We were driving, we saw, and we stopped, right? Those three situations just enumeration in the past. In that case, we always use past simple. But had broken down is past perfect. All right, that's the end of the exercise, but I'm gonna do let you do a few more exercises for past perfect because it's not as easy as it sounds. If you have any questions, reread all the PDF I'm gonna insert.